Well, Joyce Lane, the movie actress, has gone back to Hollywood. But her two-week stay at the Aces has left their mark. There's a daily story by Jane Ace in the Post, the paper on which Marge's boyfriend Neil works. In fact, Neil is ghostwriting the story of how Jane met the movie actress. But that doesn't stop Jane from fancying herself a writer. This episode is in two scenes. The Aces bungalow, and then to the newspaper. But first to the bungalow where we find Jane clicking away at a typewriter. Listen.
Oh, this typewriter. It needs oil or gas or something. Oh, that phone again. Laura, answer the phone. Laura, will you answer this phone?
Can you call me, Miss?
Yes, can't you hear this phone? It's been ringing every minute. I'll never get this story finished. Answer it.
Yes, ma'am.
I promised Neil I'd be down there before 1 o'clock, but this keeps up.
Hello? Yes, he's here. Who is it, please? Oh, just a minute. I'll see if he's in.
Laura, why do you say I'm here, and then you say you'll see if I'm here?
Well, you told me to ask who it was, and
oh, then... not that way. I'll show you again later. Who is it?
Mrs. Benton.
Oh, Mrs. Benton. I guess you read the story in the paper, too. More people have been calling me up here. Hello, Mrs. Benton. Yes, there sure was some excitement around here. Oh, yes, she was so sweet. Beautiful, I'll say the world. She's as pretty as a picture. Well, yes, I guess it was touched up, but... Oh, it's much lighter than the pictures. Did you see the picture of her and me in the Post yesterday? Her and me in the car together? You did? Wasn't that terrible of me? Oh, it was. Well, you see, I didn't know they were ready to take the picture, and the first thing I knew... Yes, I'm writing the story of how I met her and how she lived here with us for 2 weeks, and... Well, I didn't know I could either, but I am. I'm writing the second one now, and I have to hurry and take it over to the paper by 1 o'clock. No, I didn't mean that, Mrs. Benton. I'd love to talk to you, but it's just that... Yes. Well, all right, you come over some night. Yes, goodbye then. I hope you got the hint, the idea of her saying that about my picture in the paper. Did you see it, Laura?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Was it terrible of me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I thought Joyce Blaine looked nice, though.
Oh, well, after all, she's used to having her picture taken. I mean, for a person that hasn't had much experience, I guess it wasn't so bad of me, was it?
Well,
don't say it, then. Well, I have to hurry and finish this story. Did you ever see so many phone calls? Everybody wants to know about Joyce Blaine and what she's like and about the stories I'm writing. Did you read the one I wrote yesterday, Laura?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was very interesting.
I thought so. I wish I could finish this one. I've only got it started. Listen how you like this, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, I'll take it out. When I saw Joyce Blaine coming out of the picture show, you could have knocked me down with a finger. And then when she ran up to me and got into the car with me... Well, Laura?
Morning, ma'am.
How is it?
Well, it ends kind of sudden, doesn't it?
That's not the end. That's as far as I got. How do you like it up until there? When I saw Joyce Blaine coming out of the picture show, you could have knocked me down with a finger. And then when she ran up to me and got into the car with me,
I was flabbergasted.
What?
Then she got into the car with you. You were flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted? What kind of talk is that?
Well...
Oh, I couldn't even spell it, much less find it on this typewriter.
Well, I was in the train to help you, ma'am.
Oh, I don't need any help. I just want to know how you like it. You said you liked the story that was in the Post yesterday.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That was interesting.
Well, this is going to be interesting, too.
That one is much longer than this one.
Well, this is going to be longer when I finish it. I've been working on it all morning. Oh, it must be this typewriter. Oh, it's getting so late.
It's after 12, ma'am.
I know it. I wonder if I could use Neil's typewriter when I got there. That's what I'll do. Maybe I could write better in a newspaper office anyhow. No telephones ringing in my ears. It's very hard to write something with so much noise going on.
Is it, ma'am?
You wouldn't know about that, Laura. Especially after the way you said you were, flabbergasted. Is that the word you said?
Yes, ma'am, but I was only trying to help you, please?
Oh, you. Well, you better get back to the kitchen, Laura. I'm going in and get dressed and go down to Neil's newspaper and use the typewriter down there. I'm sure if I had a better typewriter instead of this old one, I could think of something to write.
Yes? Hey, this is Williams. Sure, sending the proof to tomorrow's installment. And the 3 days after, I got the proof of tonight's installment. No, I'm writing all of next week now. The boss says there's so much reader interest in this yarn, he doesn't mind how much I drag it out. Okay, send up the proof, will you? Thanks.
Hello, Neil.
Well, Jane, hello. Come on in. Grab that chair there.
Thank you.
Here, let me take those papers off of there. This coop of mine is beginning to look more like a newspaper office every day.
Well, it is a newspaper office, isn't it?
I hope so, Jane. Oh, I was just grinding out your next week's installment. This is next Tuesday's I'm working on now.
I brought today's.
What?
Today's story. I got it here. I didn't finish it. I mean, I just began. It's a big typewriter horse.
Wait a minute, Jane. You say you brought what?
Yes, today's story about me and Joyce. Here it is. I didn't get very much done because there were so many phone calls. More people call me up today, Neil.
Yes, I suspected they would. But about this story, Jane, you evidently don't understand. I tried to make it clear to you yesterday. You don't have to write it.
Oh, but I have to now that I've started, and it says to be continued tomorrow, and it says by Jane H.
No, Jane, I don't mean give the story up. You have to keep it going. It's hot stuff right now. It's great for the circulation.
Well, I'm glad it makes you feel good, Neil, but I mean...
Feel good? I'm talking about the circulation. Oh, I see what you mean, yes.
Well, this is as far as I got. Let's see how this is, will you, Neil? This is for today. By Jane H. When I saw Joyce Lane coming out of the picture show, you could have knocked me down with a fender. And then when she ran up to me and got into the car with me, I was flabbergasted. Well, Neil?
Oh, is that all?
Well, that's all I had time for, but I thought if I could use your typewriter, I could write it in a jitney. It's just that our typewriter is so old.
Jane, I've got to explain this whole thing to you again. I can see that.
Beg pardon?
About this story running with your byline, with your name, by Jane A. You don't write that. I do.
You? What do you mean?
I write the stories, and I sign your name to them.
Why, Neil, that's surgery, isn't it?
Surgery? Well, call it anything you like, but it needs a lot of money, that's Jane, the both of us. Look, here's an order I got this morning to get hold of you and to get you to write the story for a movie magazine. They want it in diary form. Now, here's a letter from a woman's magazine. They want this story. Look, it's even addressed to you.
Why, Neil, did you open my mail?
Sure, Jane.
Why, that's blackmail, isn't it?
Oh, it's not blackmail. It's business. It's a big chance for me to pound out a lot of yarns and peddle them around with your byline. You don't have to write a word. I do all the work, and you get the credit if you want it, and we split the cash. I was going to talk to you about it tonight, but as long as you're here...
Now, wait just a minute. What's going on here? Hold your horse. Didn't you tell me last night that if I write these stories to your paper, I get $10 a day?
Sure you do, but that $10 is chicken feed compared to what we're going to make out of this. It's hot news. Everybody's talking about this Joyce Blaine escapade, and since you're the central figure, they want your version. Well, I'll see that it's written.
Well, I thought I was too wrong.
No, nothing like that, Jane. Now, this thing you wrote for tonight, let me see.
It's not Jane's, Neil.
Let me see it. When I saw George Blaine coming out of the picture show, you could have knocked me down with a fender. And then when she ran up to me and got in the car with me, I was flabbergasted. Now, what kind of talk is that?
You don't like the flabbergasted, Neil. Well, I didn't think that.
I don't like the whole thing. It hasn't any spice, pep, no color. Movie fans want excitement. Now, look, where's now, here's the proof of the second installment that we're running tonight.
You mean you already wrote it?
Sure, this is a newspaper, Jane. This would be a fine time of day to be coming in with this yarn. We're on the street with the first edition in a couple of hours. Now, just listen to this. Having just witnessed the personal appearance of the glamorous Joyce Blaine, I was still a captive of the aura of her charm as I climbed into our modest little car and prepared to drive home. I couldn't shake off the beauty and fascination of her performance, and it was little wonder, therefore, that when I suddenly beheld her in all her enchantment standing so close to me, I could touch her, I became utterly confused. But Joyce Blaine spoke to me, Jane H., and bade me drive her to my home. Did you hear anything, Jane?
Go on, Neil. What happened? Don't stop there.
What happened? You know what happened.
Yes. It's just the way you read it, I guess. I got so interested that I
It's not the way I read it. It's the way it's written. That's what you call writing the stuff that people want to read, not the thing that you want to write.
But I thought
going to write
all... No, Jane, I'm writing it.
Oh, I didn't understand it that way. I already told everybody that called up today that I was writing it. What could I say? They saw my name on it and everything.
Sure, tell them you're writing it. What difference does it make? Look, all we're interested in is getting this dough. Now, you take these two orders here with pictures and with a story. I'll write. We ought to make a nice little pile. Do it again. Yeah. Yeah, this is near Hollywood. Well, put them on.
Hey, I'm getting hungry, boy. I wouldn't be surprised if
Hollywood?
Hello? This is Neil Williams. Who? Oh, I see.
It's another movie company.
Yeah? Yeah, I could get her to write you one. Well, he ought to be able to do it within the next couple of weeks. He's got a lot of orders for stories. Oh, no. No space race. This is special stuff. Well, you see what you can do and wire me confirmation. Yeah, to the post here. Right. There you are, Jane.
Hollywood, I could hear you just as plain.
You see, Jane, they all want stories, and we're going to give them stories.
Yeah, but I don't feel right about this. I mean, I ought to be writing something.
No, you shouldn't. I can do it. Really, I can, Jane.
Oh, I know you can, Neil. It's not bad.
Oh, thanks. There you are, Jane. If you think I can't handle all this writing, look. These are the proofs of 4 days in storms.
Oh, you don't have to show me any proof. I believe you.
No, I said proof, Jane. These are the proofs.
Just another newspaper term which Jane, the newspaper woman in name only, will have to get used to. Just how this ghostwriting partnership works out, we learn when next we meet the EVA.